I'm David Poyser, a journalist, and welcome to the 21st episode of PezPod, the insider's guide to the European Public Employment Services Network, or PES for short. Today, I'm speaking with Inga Balnanosieni, director of the Lithuanian Public Employment Service, who's been appointed as the first vice chair of the PES network since we last chatted. So congratulations to Inga. Once again, I'm keen to hear how Inga has overcome the challenges the Lithuanian PES is facing, and also her fascinating experiences from both sides of the fence of bench learning site visits, where she's been both an assessor and her own PES has recently been assessed. Also, Inga's going to give her view on the key challenges of the future: green transition, digital transition, and of course, artificial intelligence, or AI, as we say in English. So Inga, what about you first? What led to your career in employment services?
Actually, coming back to my history and my start in the employment service, I have to think about 20 years ago, when I graduated in a public administration and started working in the Lithuanian Public Employment Service as a project coordinator. And when I am thinking why did I choose the public sector? Well, probably because my grandparents worked in the sector and I spent lots of time with them. And I think they shaped my ambitions to help people and also to work for the country I live. So today, I can say that it was a meaningful choice, and new challenges are a great opportunity also for me as a personality to grow every day.
I think it's really lovely, and your grandparents would be very proud they've led to your career choice. Look, thanks for everybody for putting the work into the PES network, because everybody gains so much out of it. What inspired you to take on the position of first vice chair?
I am convinced that networking is the one of the main opportunities for the institutional growth, because working in a network, we can develop the joint projects, we can achieve common goals, we can jointly increase the employment of the European population. And I also strongly believe that I can strengthen our network, bringing on the table my professional experience and also personal qualities, my attitude to this network, and my contribution to it.
I think those will really help, your attitude and your personal contribution. Is there anything that you most value about the PES network?
Actually, this year, our network celebrates the anniversary. It is 10 years old already, and that's a long way, and also a testament to the network's maturity. I really appreciate the fact that all countries are still actively involved in our network, in the activities, and it is the proof of its relevance, I think. For me, one of the most important values of the network is the willingness to share experiences, achievements, innovations, and also it's a privilege to know so many colleagues who are ready to help people in difficult situations and also in the career development every day. So it's a pleasure and a great honor to be a part of this network.
Well, I'm glad you're going to enjoy it. Is there anything particularly in your new role as first vice chair that you will bring?
I would like to see the PES network become an even stronger common platform for the practical projects and also for concrete results. I think that the strong communication and the visibility of the network could serve as an example for other organizations as well in Europe to connect, to join forces, and to achieve common goals. I believe that in this globalized world, organizations are no longer working separately. So my role will be the strengthening of communication capacity of the network and also the visibility of the network as itself.
That's brilliant. So what about your own PES? What do you think are the key challenges currently facing the Lithuanian labour market?
Actually, Lithuania faces the same labour market challenges as other European countries. we have aging population, we have the structural unemployment gaps between labor demand and labor supply. The main challenge now is also the planning of our career properly, so that we could feel secure in our jobs and continuously develop not only the competences we need today, but also those we will need for the future. So I think there are the main challenges for our PES nowadays.
I'm going to ask you about that, the competences for the future. But just before we get there, the fourth cycle of bench learning assessments kicked off in January this year. It's a great achievement having four cycles. And the first assessment is taking place in the Lithuanian PES. How did it help you? Or was it too early to say?
It's also not a very simple and very interesting question. I think that benchmarking is first an opportunity for all the PESs to take a step back and to look at itself from the outside, to see where the organization's strengths lie, but also to be very open and to think about the areas still need to be improved. And for me, main lesson is the openness, not only to know what we are doing something, but also to ask why we need it to do. What are the needs of our clients? Are we meeting the expectations of our clients? Are we in line with the economy, with the country development? So it is, let's say, the benchmarking, it's like a mirror to the organization to look critically and to see what is good, nice, and what should be improved.
You mentioned openness is very important. Do you have any other advice to other PES who are about to undergo their own assessment?
Yes, very short and concrete. I think we have to be positive, open, and participate actively in the activities.
And you were an assessor yourself in February, so you know you've been on both sides of the fence, as they say in English. You were a member of the assessor team in neighbouring Latvia. How has this experience of sitting on the other side of a fence affected you?
Yeah, well, this was not my first assessment. I have been on both sides also previously, and I took part in two times in the assessments. One was on-site visit, and one was online during the COVID period. And I take it as the responsibility and as a lesson also for myself. During the assessment, I aim always to find good practices that can be applied also in Lithuania, in our organization. And I also would recommend for every PES to have delegated assessors and to see the process from both perspectives. It can bring a really good added value to this process for the better understanding, but also to believe why the process is important and how it could help for the development of PES.
You mentioned earlier the future of economies and how it's important PES should mirror them. Can you just talk about Europe as a whole, the importance of green transition, digital transition in the activities of the PES? You may want to mention any Lithuanian initiatives here as well.
The economists and the scientists, I used to say that these green and digital transitions will create over 1 million jobs by 2030. And also we have to think how the artificial intelligence will intervene our job positions, our economy as well. And people, smart people, are also used to say that it will create nearly 60 million new jobs worldwide in 5 years. So we have not so much time to prepare for this transition and also to develop the skills and competences in public employment services. I think now it is the time to adapt and new perspectives, and also to change our attitude. And in Lithuania, we are launching regional career centers. These centers will cover the whole country and will help our people to choose the occupation and also to plan the career accordingly to the future skills and competences. So it's a huge project, but also it is very depending on our capacity, on the skills and competences in PES. And I think the career planning and career guidance will play a crucial role in this transition. I mean, green and digital, and also it will be, and it is already the growing responsibility, not only the role, but responsibility of public employment service.
You mentioned that smart people are looking at the future of artificial intelligence. I think you're one of the smart people. From looking at all the surveys you've read, what do you think will happen with the AI or artificial intelligence?
We have to be ready, and we have to use the artificial intelligence also in our processes. And in Lithuania, we started a few projects in this perspective. Since July 2021, Lithuania and PES is using the statistical profiling system, and also with the help of artificial intelligence, which recognizes and also operates with the available data. We are predicting the future of the job seekers. So we know how the ability of every single job seeker is to be employed within 12 months since the registration at public employment service. Another project is our Emma. Emma is our new digital colleague, and the name means our values: empathetic, polite, responsible. And we suppose and we believe that using the artificial intelligence, our Emma will guide and will answer the questions of our clients independently. So using and taking the advantage of ChatGPT technology in the future, we believe that our Emma will become trusted and really good colleague for our clients, providing answers without any support of us.
So that's empathetic, polite, responsible. So that's EPR in English and Emma in Lithuanian.
Yes.
That's so exciting. Now, you're very kindly bringing all your skills to the PES network, because the PES network, obviously, how the rest of the world sees it is important. We obviously welcome anybody who wants to listen to this podcast who isn't directly involved in working in a PES. And you've got a new PES network communications group. What will you be doing, and why are you doing it?
Yes, I was very proud to be leading the communication group, and we took this responsibility and also the chance, believing that effective communication ensures that good practices, innovations, and policy developments are rapidly disseminated among the member states. Furthermore, robust communication channels facilitate the exchange of lessons learned, enabling our public employment service to adapt quickly to changing labor market dynamics and emerging needs. By taking the lead in the communication working group, Lithuanian PES is poised to increase the visibility of the network initiatives, enhance the stakeholders' engagement, and also to promote a culture of transparency and accountability. And this leadership underlines the crucial role of communication in driving collective actions and also advancing the common goals of promoting employment and social inclusion across our countries, across European Union.
And just finally, so fascinating, I'd love to talk forever. Do you have any final message for the PES network?
Yes, I do. To become an even more visible, clear, and trusted network in Europe. As I said it before, other European organizations could use the PES network as a role model to build their own networks for cooperation, communication, and improvement.
That's wonderful. And I'm sure you are going to do far more than your fair share to achieve that, especially with your communications group. Well, I think that's all we have time for today, sadly, Inga. Thank you so much for everything you've done for the PES network as a whole. And also thanks for sharing your insights and telling us your story today. And thanks to your grandparents for inspiring you.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone at the PES network for contributing your expertise as well, enabling us to make this podcast happen. And if you have a moment, check out the recently released annual report of the PES network at www.pesnetwork.eu. It offers valuable insights into the achievements and strategic priorities shaping the future of Europe's employment services. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast, please send an email to empl-pes-secretariat@ec.europa, that's E-U-R-O-P-A, .eu. PESPOD was produced by the European Commission with technical support from ICF. Thanks to everybody for listening. This is David Poyser signing off. Until the next PESPOD.